Tonight on the Beer Coasters podcast, we'll be enjoying Angry Orchard Strawman, JK's Scrumpy Hard Cider, Woodchuck 802, and Doc's Draft Dry Hopped Hard Cider.
Listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cider Coasters podcast.
Hey, it's a what?
An entirely self-absorbed cider show devoted to bringing you the best and worst and mostly American craft cider from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host cider. This week. I'm Beer Coaster Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. And with me this
you're
week
who?
Is...
Wait a minute, you're who?
I'm Beer Coaster Mike.
Not this week, you're not.
I'm Cider Coaster Mike. From Boston, Massachusetts. And with me this week is...
Well, this is Cider Master Crazy Dave.
Cider Master.
Temecula, Cider California.
Master. Cider Master. Cider Master.
You better recognize.
And this is Cider Coaster Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
So guess what we're going to drink this week, folks?
Apple juice.
Wine.
I want some apple juice.
Close. It's apple juice that's been out in the sun for... quite some time. Oh, we're doing a cider show for our fermentation conversation. This week we are doing Angry Orchard's Straw Man Farmhouse Cider. And we got a few other ciders on the show. Toby, what are you going to do for your cider?
I'm going to try JK's Scrumpy Hard Cider.
Scrumpy Hard?
Yeah.
All right. Dave, how about you? What are you going to try?
Well, I guess I'm going to do the Woodchuck 802.
Nice. Representing. So, that's Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I got hooked up with a little bit of free cider when I was out in the beer.
So
bar
that's
conference.
Why you're drinking so it? Because it was
like five
free?
Ones and,
yeah, Woodchuck hooked us up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did.
Spoiler.
No, I'd buy it. But, you know,
that's right.
I got a might whole well. Bunch of it. You know, what better beer, better yeah. cider to drink than free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, for my tasting flight, I'm going to try Doc's Draft Dry Hopped Hard Cider. And that is from, I knew this earlier today, because it's not Doc's Draft, actually. It's
all right.
From
yeah,
Warwick
mine,
Valley
mine isn't
Winery.
JK's. It's from Almar, yeah. Almar Orchards, but it's called JK's Scrumpy Hard Cider. But it's Almar Orchards. That's what I was looking for earlier.
Cool. Without further ado, why don't we get into some of the cider?
Word.
I mean, like pick the apple.
Angry Orchard.
Pick Never
one.
Mind.
Angry Orchard. That's what we're drinking.
Never yep. mind.
That's pick the apple from
the apple plants for this evening. Man.
All right. Yeah. So man. This apple puns. We haven't even begun with the apple puns. All right, so this, as we mentioned, is Angry Orchard Straw Man. This is their farmhouse cider. This is from Angry Orchard Cider Company out of Cincinnati, Ohio. But on the bottle, it actually says Hammondsport, New York. What some people might not know is the Angry Orchard Cider Company is actually owned by the Boston Beer Company.
Ah.
So that's why you'll probably see, you know, cities and that are the same as Sam Adams being Cincinnati and New York and Boston, etc.
Well, the good news is too on that they'll be pretty widely distributed.
Yes,
yeah?
I would assume so. And this is part of their
Cider House rules,
Cider House series, right? This is the Cider House collection. There's two of them. There's a regular
Okay.
The regular hard cider and then the straw man.
It's the big bonus,
yeah, big
folks.
750 cork and cage configuration. Let's uncage and cork it.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I just grabbed like a pint glass.
Okay. I grabbed a wine glass this time. Well, more like a goblet.
I wonder if I should go grab one of my wine glasses instead.
It seems like it'd be...
That's a cool cork.
I don't know.
I love how that it's all logoed and everything. But I just love how this haze just comes right out of the glass. I think that's always fun.
It's dead sexy. Super...
Yeah, my head dissipated pretty quick.
Very effervescent, if you will.
I started off.
It's got quite a head.
Yeah.
Mine dissipated super fast. It's got a little edge around it. Like, ridiculous how fast it dissipated.
I mean, it looks...
It's amazing, like, how the bubbles are just, like, flowing through this glass.
Yeah, mine just keeps just bubbling and bubbling and bubbling.
It has a bit of an orangish, oranginess to it, but it definitely has the champagne bubbles. Yeah.
Dang.
I'm gonna
put this
clear.
On a flute then or something.
Like a very golden, clear golden color.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little bit lighter than a pale ale.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's pretty, it's got a pretty strong scent to it. I mean, it smells like a wine or like a champagne.
Yeah. Also, we didn't mention this is 10% ABV. So this is a big cider.
Oh, woo.
And this is, they use traditionary, they don't mention what apples they use. They just say traditional culinary and bittersweet apples. And then they're aged in oak barrels.
It has a booziness on the nose. You know, you can get the apple, but then there's even that, like Dave was saying, it's like this champagne or this white wine.
Yeah, it's what it smells like to me is like an apple champagne.
It smells like a sweet white champagne to me. I want to drink this. Can we drink this?
Yeah, sure. Let's take a sip.
All right, I'm taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh. That's got quite a bit of apple tartness to it. I get like a kind of like a tart red apple. It's sweet, but yeah, it's got a tartness.
Yeah,
to
it's got
like
a nice tartness to
like
it.
Like a sweet tartness.
There's I'm not sure what kind of. I mean, the definite oak age is kind of coming through. It's got some kind of like French oakiness to it.
Yeah,
it's got little bit of vanilla too.
Yeah, you get the oakiness.
It's got some.
I remember me and or Dave and I at the Beer Bloggers conference. We tried the two back to back, and we did notice that the farmhouse one had a definitely a more interesting. Flavor. The other one was, I think, a little bit too sweet, and this I'm not really getting that sweetness. It's got more of a fresher.
It does have a sweetness, but it's more
fresher
of like,
taste to it.
Yeah, it's not like a sticky sweet. It's interesting. It has that crispness.
I can't help but think that all that carbonation though is helping that, because if there was less, it probably would taste sweeter.
We'll see when this warms up. I know.
I just want to keep drinking this.
Yeah, it's really drink. I mean, considering this is 10%, it's very drinkable, and it's got some. I don't know. I mean, it's more interesting than most ciders I've had as far as just the complexity of it.
To me, yeah, it is. I mean, like you say, there is you do get a little bit of that a little bit of some sort of barreling and that sweetness and the tartness and some of the fizziness is kind of going away now that it's settled down a bit.
Yeah. I think it's got a nice balance of carbonation because it's not too. Because in, I never drink regular cider. I never drink hard cider or whatever. So whenever I do have anything similar to a cider, which is Martinelli's at Thanksgiving, that's
no. But that's definitely got more of a tartness to it and a bite to it. This is way more smooth.
Right. But that's what I'm trying to compare it to something like that. But the Martinelli's is more, way more effervescent and
it's rougher.
It's more like an apple juice than it is like a sort of a cider.
Well, what's the difference between an apple juice and a cider?
The only difference really with cider, though, is cider's usually spiced, you know? I mean, they could both be, they could still be apple juice, you know, like fresh apple juice, not necessarily from concentrate or whatever. Like, you can have 100% fresh squeezed, you know, or pressed apples. But the cider usually is less filtered, usually like an unfiltered and spiced. So you get some of the all the nutmeg and clove and cinnamon, all that stuff in a cider.
Right. And it doesn't have to be
I mean, cider usually tastes more like an apple pie as opposed to it's fresh apple juice.
Right.
So it's more like baked apple rather than
It usually has that flavor to it, you know.
Unfiltered. Yeah, like Dave, you've been to the one up there in Julian, the cidery up there in Julian?
Actually, I drove past it, and last time I went to Julian, I wanted to stop, but then, like, no, I was running kind of late, so we just blew past it, and I ended up stopping at a grocery store and spending way too much for a six-pack of Chain Breaker. But
and we've had Julian cider.
Julian cider. Yeah, we did that on the cider probably about 3 years ago or 4 years ago. Well, Gina did.
That was their hard cider, yeah, the Julian hard cider. Because they do a regular cider.
Yeah, that was on the How Do You
where it's How Do You Like Them Apples
issue back in November. Actually, the same time, just 2 years ago. Same time.
Oh, it was only 2 years ago, huh?
See how you did that, Mike? Yeah. See how you planned that?
Yeah, I tend to do that with the show sheet, huh? That's where I get my ideas.
Would you pair something with this?
No, I'd apple something with it. I'm actually thinking, you know, like a fresh
cheddar cheese.
No, I'm thinking like a fresh chicken pot pie. Something about chicken and the apple to me always seems to be a good combination. I'd bring a bottle of this to Thanksgiving any day, you know, for people to try.
Yeah. Yeah,
because it's an interesting. I think it's better than, you know, the six pack of, you know, some ciders that you'd get.
Yeah. I'm Thanksgiving dinner, green bean casserole, stuffing, biscuits.
I got a big 750 ml bottle. I got to finish all by myself here too.
You know what might actually go.
I'm already feeling it.
You know what I'm thinking.
Oh, we're in trouble. Last call.
What are you thinking, Dave?
You know, a lot of times, like, when you barbecue stuff...
Does it have something to do with...
What? What's having to do with what?
No, I was listening to one of our shows from a couple weeks ago, and one of your comments about cherries rubbing together.
I want to rub two cherries together.
And then I was just thinking...
Just watch them.
Could you use a cider in a barbecue?
Dave, like apples. Has...
I did just have a... Well, here's the deal. I actually have some barbecue in my fridge right now. I got some pork ribs. And I got some smoked pork. So I'm going to go grab that
smoked
real quick.
Smoked pork with something like this. I would even like...
Hashtag instant pairing.
Yeah. Even like a marinade use with a nice cider in, you know, as a marinade.
Yeah. You know, like sometimes, I don't know which... If it's pork, I think, well, they'll roast it with some pineapple slices on top or like ham.
Yeah.
You know, or they'll have the roasted pineapple stuck into the ham and stuff. Like, I could see, something like that. Like some sort of roasted ham or barbecue pork, something like that. So I think Dave nailed it.
So I got some smoked pork here. This is a pulled pork. You know, actually it was my own creation of rubs and stuff. No sauce. So it's cold, though, so I haven't heated it up. So we'll see how it does cool.
Damn, I really wish your camera was working right now so I could see you eating that pulled pork.
I know, he could be eating anything right now. This week, our Dave's video has failed him, so we can just... We're just like you listeners right now. We can only hear Crazy Dave.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture and I'll put it on Twitter.
Crazy Dave eating some pork with some cider.
With the hashtag instant pairing, please.
Yeah.
So?
Well, hang on.
Survey says.
I gotta get the ribs out.
Are you putting it on a bun or something?
Oh, I do have that too. I have those. I have some of those.
Well, hey, while Dave has dinner, we'll be back.
Wait a minute. Do we want to do ratings?
Well, yeah, we have a Untappd
a rating.
Rates this a 3.42 out of 1,321 ratings.
What do you think about that, Mike? What do you think about ciders being on a beer?
Now, is it? It never website. Said. Did it always say it's because it just says Untappd? So why can't it be
untapped,
cider?
I mean,
and
you could be untapping anything.
Right. Untappd. Yeah. Drink socially. And, right.
So are they gonna have like you know craft sodas and stuff too?
I don't know. I guess they'd have to draw the line somewhere.
I will read off the top three places to drink the straw man. The number one place to drink this on Untappd is the Youngstown Beer Fest in Youngstown, Ohio, followed by the Brewfest in Houston, Texas.
Not to be confused with Brewfest, as in hipster.
And the number three place to drink this is the Rotary Playground in Clarksville, Tennessee, which is a playground.
Really?
Straw man. Clarksville, Tennessee. Watch out what they're drinking at the playgrounds.
All right, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
Cider topics.
Yeah, apple topics.
Beer.
So this is our hot topic section. We got this from the Beer Coasters Daily. This particular post comes from the Denver Post. And it's the headline is Colorado sixth grader beer making experiment headed for space station.
What?
Toby, you want to talk about this a little bit?
Well, there's this like Mike said, this sixth grader, he's 11-year-old Michael Bojanowski.
That's why I told Toby to read it.
And part of his science project, he decided to work on brewing beer in space and how that would help out some astronauts get lucky.
I've always wondered about that. Like you know, there's actually a woman right now up in the space station. Oh, which by the way, I missed at 7 o'clock. She was flying overhead.
Oh, dude.
But I always wondered, like, you know, do
you see
know,
if she was like undressing or something?
No,
you can get
no,
your
I wasn't,
telescope and
no.
see if she was undressing.
Wasn't gonna be all voyeuristic or anything, but I always wondered, like, you know, do the astronauts? They're up in space.
Sure.
I mean, I know I couldn't be like up at the International Space Station without, you know, without f***ing one off. But, you know, let alone if there was like, you know, a chick on board, you know, I might have to try something or two.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, maybe even after a while, you know, the dude would look all right, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what about sixth graders
yes,
made you think
not
of this
possible.
Thing. But...
Toby's the one that brought it up. He's like, people get help the astronauts get lucky.
What I don't understand is why a sixth grader can brew beer. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, why is that
project.
Legal?
Well, there's something I've learned throughout my life is if you're doing something that it might be somewhat questionable out in public, all you have to do is tell the authorities that you're working on a school project. And everything's okay. Don't worry about it. It's a school project.
There you go. It's all.
Well, here to give in his defense, he says that beer, he wrote in his design proposal, is an important factor in future civilization as an emergency backup hydration and medical source. In space, if a project exploded, wounded people, and polluted most of the water, he theorized the fermentation process could be used to make beer, which can then be used as a disinfectant and a clean drinking source.
It's funny because he's like all...
So this is all like all Apollo 13 and shit up there.
Well, he knows all about, you know, like the whole history of like beer making, and it was safer to drink beer back in the day.
Yeah, than water.
Than water, yeah. Because the water was so contaminated or, you know, not like we have today. It's like cleaning water.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just the resources for filtration and clean water source, yeah.
But right. I think part of his... You know, but I think part of his experiment, too, is to see what effects microgravity has on the brewing process, if any.
Right.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, carbonation, and does the carbonation actually rise from the glass?
Yeah, but I mean, well, the other thing, too, is that a lot of times, you know, you have to settle out the yeast and everything, that you know, the spent malts and everything. So, like, how do you do it? Are you just going to spin it around and, like, centrifuge it out?
Yeah, you'd have to put it in some
how
sort
do you get
of
the beer
type thing.
Well, even before that, I mean, do you need like a gravity, you usually use like a gravity type feed? I guess they'd have to use pumps to get, you know, beer from one vessel to the next, you know, like the hot liquor tank and the fermenter and all that stuff. I mean,
so
right.
Well, what
I guess definitely the logistics of it are going to be, you know, interesting, and probably a lot more interesting than the logistics of brewing beer in a train car, like we saw, you know, on that new TV show that's out. The was that the Brewdogs?
The Brewdogs.
So
yeah.
he says right here, his experiment when launched will be in a silicon tube about 6 inches long. Clasps on the tube will segregate hops, malted barley.
Okay, wait a minute. Silicon
water.
Tubes and clasps.
When the tube arrives at the space station, astronauts will remove the clamps, then shake the ingredients to determine whether
this ain't
beer
getting any better, Toby.
Can be made in space. We're just trying to get the yeast to react with the ingredients of beer. If it doesn't react at all, this tells you it won't work. So basically, he just has a theory, and he's going to actually be able to send this to the space station where they will actually do the experiment for him. Is that what's happening?
Because
he can't experiment on Earth, right?
So they're going to let the kid make alcohol, but they won't let him go into space. Those
bastards. he's just giving him the ingredients.
Yeah, he's not the one making the alcohol, it sounds like.
He's just taking the ingredients and putting it in a tube and then...
Well, no, we know, you know, from our beer education that the yeast does that with the malt sugar. It's kind of like, guns don't kill people kill people.
So either way, I mean, it sounds really cool. And if this kid is able to pull this off, that's pretty cool that he's able to, you know.
I just think that it's cool that a sixth grader is even thinking about that.
Well, you know, also on the whole space front, Dogfish is also making a beer with moon dust. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah.
Whoa.
With moon dust.
All right. Do we have to do a double feature hot topic here?
No, seriously. It was even if you go to Dogfish's website, you know, www.dogfish.com.
Is that April Fool's joke?
I'm going right now. We're doing a double hop topic here right now.
Whoa. It's double dry hopped. Hop topic.
Dogfish Head brews beer made with real moon dust. Wow.
Why?
Because they can.
This is ridiculous.
Because he's like, well, you know, we brewed beer with human spit. What's next? We got to find these ingredients from all over the world.
We're going lunar with this.
Yeah. What's the frying?
The kid at the space station. We're going all the way to the moon, motherfucker. He's got
I'll be honest, this whole one brewer trying to top the next brewer is getting a little out of hand.
I'm surprised. This sounds like something that the Brewdogs guys would do. I mean, they're brewing beer with San Francisco fog.
Free-range coastal water is probably the one that started it all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called the Celeste Jewel Ale.
Blame it on Rogue's free-range.
Yeah, poor Rogue.
They tried to just be all hippie about it, and everyone else went all high-tech. Next thing we know, Apple's going to try to make a beer. It'll be the iBeer.
Yeah, iBeer.
So anyhow, Celeste Jewel Ale is made with lunar meteorites
made
that have been crushed in
the dust.
Made with
the tears of children from Thailand.
China.
No. China, yeah.
So it's an Oktoberfest with some, you know, with some lunar meteorites.
Right on. Oktoberfest. The perfect style for any kind of...
I'm sorry. I mean, I love Dogfish Head, but that's just stupid.
You know what they should do? You know what they should have done? Is Sam Calagione should have had the Mars Lunar...
This is real.
...bring back some Mars dust, and he could have brewed a Marsin.
Hey, he probably will. That'll be next. Hey, I'm about that.
Or a beer de Mars.
Toby's full.
What was that, Alma Gang?
All right, folks. Wow. Whoa. Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's double hop topic. That's it, folks. We'll be back. We're going to go drink some more beer. We'll be back right after this.
Beer? What are you talking about?
Cider. Whose side are you on anyways?
Yeah.
Well, listen up, baby. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
All right. I'm switching ciders here and going to try out the Woodchuck 802.
CD, Cider Dave.
Yeah. So, Woodchuck is out of Middlebury, Vermont. It just happens to be that their area code is 802, and that's what this is named after. I don't know what else to say about that. So this cider says to serve cold and that it's 5% alcohol. This is crisp like a fresh apple and finishes clean. 802 gets its tawny brown color from the caramelized sugar added to each small batch and century-old cider making.
Hey, this is good cider knowledge here, Toby.
God damn it, Toby.
Dave and his market speak.
I got to clean my glass here. Hold
He's
on.
He's like...
Is it Cajun cork?
See, Dave knows that these companies pay good money for all that market speak, so that's why he likes to recite it on the show.
You know what? I like to read the bottles. You know?
Yeah, okay.
People should be happy that I'm reading at all. So, busting that open.
Dave, I'm so glad you're reading. I was worried about you.
On this week's issue of the Beer Coasters podcast, Crazy Dave reads.
Green eggs and ham. One fish, two fish. This is there's no head, hardly any carbonation at all. Very different compared to the Angry Orchard Strawman that we just had a minute ago. It does have a darker color. It seems to be a little bit more of a brownish golden color. No head, though. The head is all the way gone. It's got a funkier, earthier kind of a scent to it. That's interesting. It's kind of a musty smell to it, so I hope I didn't get a bad bottle, but I'm going to take a sip here and see what happens.
Taking a sip, yeah!
This is totally different. This is more of a cider type. Like compared to, the Strawman is very like champagne-y, very effervescent. This is much more of a mellowed out, you know, kind of a flavor.
These guys use all Granny Smith's apples for this one, I think, right?
Well, they actually have a Granny Smith cider as well. So I'm not sure if this one is all Granny Smith. It just says a drier Woodchuck is made with caramelized sugar to tone down the sweetness. But I mean, it's still easy drinking. I do get that brown sugar kind of a that caramely kind of a flavor to it. It's got a smoothness to it that's kind of nice.
So Woodchuck has a bunch of different ones, right? Don't they have like a huge lineup?
Yeah, they have a pretty good size lineup.
They have Granny Smith, the 802, the Crisp, the Pear, the Raspberry,
they just
Amber.
Started coming out with some other ones like Farmhouse Select, and they have some dry hopped ciders and stuff as well. Right.
And then they also have seasonals. They have a winter, spring, summer, and a fall. And they have a cellar series as well. Yeah. That's part of the dry hop.
One of the guys at the Beer Bloggers Conference was telling us about some of the cider, the cellar series and stuff they were coming out with.
It's so funny. I was telling Mike off mic, I think before we even hooked up with you, Dave, tonight, about whenever I see Woodchuck, I always think of them as like the AB of ciders. I don't know why. It's because, I guess it's because they're, anytime you see a cider on tap at a bar, it's always Woodchuck.
Well,
and anytime somebody brings a cider to a party, it's always Woodchuck. So I'm like, they must be, you know, like the cider. Yeah.
But they're really not
branch
big.
Of AB, but they're not
that big. They get great distribution for some reason. I'm not quite sure who they're hooked up with in that aspect. But they've been around, you know, longer than some of these other cideries too.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, you know, when I first started drinking, people would, usually chicks, you know, bring some drinks to a party or something. They'd bring some Woodchuck.
No, I like this. It's got a nice smoothness to it. It's got a little bit of a richness, kind of like, I don't want to blow out that whole you know, baked apple pie kind of a thing, but you know, it's got that. It's pretty tasty. It goes down pretty smooth and easy. And
do you get some of the spices in there? Like, I mean, do you get like a cinnamony and nutmeg or whatever in there?
No, not really. Those are all pretty strong kind of you know, of spices. Yeah. You know, this isn't strong like that at all. Like I said, more than anything, you get that brown sugary caramely kind of a thing, which makes it kind of nice.
Yeah,
we totally should have had Big Gay Scott on the show this week.
Oh, I know, huh?
What are you gonna pair with this one?
Him. Oh crap!
You used pulled pork instant pairing. What are you gonna do now?
Yeah, no, that pulled pork was actually really good with that Angry Orchard straw man. This I think would be a lot better with you know, like those danishes that you get that are there's nothing in them, not like apple or anything, but they're just it's just like the pastry with like the sugar on top.
Yeah.
Or one of those they call them like orejas. They're like it's like some sort of rolled like
you get it little Mexican bakeries sticky, and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, but they're sticky.
Shaped thing. Or no?
That I don't think of the one that looks kind of like a heart and they're sticky.
Right.
And they've got like they look like it was like rolled and then like sliced vertically across it, so it looks like a bunch of like it looks like a tree that you cut in half.
Right. It's all the layers and stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, I think that this would go good with something like that.
Hmm. Flaky? Are they flaky?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like a flaky sugary paste. So that's nice. My pairing. I think the apple will go good with that. And the, you know. All right. Well, the users of Untappd come in at a rating of 3.53 out of 2,996 rating.
Right on.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Yeah.
West Coast.
Okay. So here's the full name of the cider that I will be imbibing tonight. It is JK's Scrumpy Hard Cider Farmhouse Organic Orchard Damn. Gate Gold from Almar Orchards out of Flushing, Michigan. Now, the reason why I read that whole thing was because in the intro I said it was just JK's Scrumpy Hard Cider, but I think it's actually called Orchard Gate Gold, I think is the name.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's weird. They've got like three different hard ciders that they do. One of them is like a winter seasonal. I don't know if you guys are looking at the website, but this one they keep referring to it as the Orchard Gate Gold. And I don't know if that's like the series or if that's the actual name of this, because JK is the he's like the owner of the orchard. He's like fourth generation owner of this orchard that's been doing these ciders. So they've been cidering since the 1850s. That's how
long these
guys
have been around. Is that what it's called? Cidering?
I think so.
What we do? Cidering?
They've been making cider.
They've been making cider since the 1850s, and it's a family-owned and run operation, which is crazy. That this guy, like I said, he's like the fourth generation. It's like his great-great-grandfather was making cider from the same orchard since before the Civil War.
I've seen that the label that you have. I haven't seen the other two ever. They have like a Northern Navel, the farmhouse cider, and then the farmhouse hard cider. The cuvee or whatever it is. But yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, I think Total Wine had the other two, and I picked this one because it seemed more standard. The other ones seemed like they had something else going on with them, so I wanted to get whatever was like the basic hard cider. So
I wonder if the Amish drink cider.
Why they wouldn't?
Maybe. I don't know. Do they not drink? I don't think they drink alcohol though.
Dude, I don't know, man. They gotta drink alcohol.
I know I would. Okay, their website is www.organicscrumpy.com, and this is an English-style farmhouse cider, even though it's not very... They say on their website it's not actually, like, English-style, but same kind of idea. Anyway, it's a farmhouse cider. Comes in at 6% ABV, and I'm going to crack it. New bottle cap. Yes, it is USDA organic. And it sounds like somebody is typing away.
I don't hear anything. Very pale. Your editing is amazing.
My editing? Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody's editing. This is super pale. This is like pale yellow color. When I hold it up against the white background, it's pale yellow. It looks like the Hottenroth.
Like a Hef?
Even more pale. I mean, it's clear. I think I have a little bit of a chill haze going on, but pretty much clear. Not a whole lot of carbonation happening. There's no head.
I'm getting some scratchy audio from you, and I don't know if that's going to come through in the recording or not.
I hope it's not in the recording. I get it too.
Meanwhile, while Toby fixes his audio,
what do you get when you cross an apple with a shellfish? A crab apple.
So, yeah. Super pale yellow on the nose.
Nope.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sometime in the next couple weeks.
I thought that was going to be another apple joke. What the hell?
No. I don't have any apple jokes.
It has a plasticky smell. Plasticky, kind of Band-Aid-y thing happening. Yeah, I mean, it's a farmhouse cider, which apparently the straw man was too, right? No, but like I'm picking up on some definite plasticky-ness. With a little bit of... there's a little apple in the background.
Stanky apples.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, apple pie.
That doesn't smell organic to me.
Well, Band-Aid-y does. That would be some possible wild yeast or some bread.
Are you smelling barnyard?
Yeah, this smells kind of weird. I mean, there's a little bit of apple pie kind of smell in there. You know, like the apple pie filling? Kind of what I'm smelling a little bit, but then there's this big, like, plasticky weirdness, so I'm gonna go ahead and take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
You're like, no!
Ooh, this is a lot sweeter and more syrupy. Yeah, you don't really get, I mean, there's a little bit of the plasticky-ness in the flavor, but it's not as bad as the nose. Oh yeah, see the nose just has this really weird, it's almost like a melted plastic.
And less Band-Aid-y.
Yeah.
It's sweet Band-Aids.
Weird. On the nose. But then on the flavor, it's just really sweet. Bless you.
Yeah, I think I'm allergic to apples. Like
the sweet kind of pie filling, you know, gooey pie filling stuff. It's interesting. I mean, it tastes, there's no carbonation. I mean, it's just I'm drinking like apple juice right now, but it's more of like it's really sweet, but it's more of like an apple. It's almost like an apple jam. There's no real bite. Just kind of, it's just sweet apple-y.
In the apple jam. What did you say the ABV on this was?
6%.
Drinking
apple cider tonight.
Yeah, 6%. And there's a nice little quote on here from Benjamin Franklin. It says, "He that drinks his cider alone, let him catch his horse alone." So the ingredients.
Yeah, if I'm going to be chasing down my horse, I don't want someone else to be. What the hell is Benjamin Franklin doing?
So, jeez. The ingredients are organic, fresh apple juice, and yeast. That's it. The yeast must have done something really weird to the nose. Because in the flavor, it's not bad. tastes better than normal apple juice. Let me put it that way. It doesn't taste like your normal Mott's apple juice or whatever. It actually tastes a little bit better than that. It's a little bit more sweeter. It actually does have a more kind of a more natural flavor. You know, you're not getting any of the high fructose corn syrup, but you're getting in your Mott's.
Got the Mott's.
Fructose.
What'd you pair with this one?
All right, food pairing. Pancakes.
Why did you say fructose?
Waffles.
Fructose.
Yeah, I mean, it's practically apple juice.
Fructose.
You know, coming in at 6%, that's nice. Fructose. You know, and you might even mix it with something. You know, maybe some sparkling water if you wanted to give it a little bit of a fizzy kick or something like that.
It's a breakfast cider.
For ratings, let's see, Untappd. Orchard Gate Gold Organic Hard Cider Farmhouse is what Untappd has it as. It comes in at...
I just poured the last bit out of my...
It's a 3.78 with 1,987 ratings. Top places to drink this. Jack Brown's Single Wide in McGahisville, Virginia.
You sure that's just not some gay dude's trailer?
I don't know. It's a burger joint, is what it says. Yeah. Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse in Chicago, Illinois.
Nice.
Italian Steakhouse. I didn't even know Harry Carey had an Italian steakhouse. But that's pretty cool.
I didn't know Harry Carey was Italian.
I didn't either. And the third top place to drink this on Untappd is Brighton, which is in Boston.
Boston.
It's a neighborhood in Boston.
Yep. Mass. Drinking in the hood. Now Brighton's it's actually a nice town.
Is it as nice as Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse?
I don't know.
Great outdoors.
It says Chicago, so if it's on the south side of Chicago, then hell no.
And we all know that Bunny Mac comes from the south side of Chicago.
What if everything we paid for everything was a hot dog? What if you paid instead of money we used hot dogs? I'm gonna cut that out. That was a really bad Harry Carey impression.
You're gonna cut that out?
Oh, that's right, Mike. Please cut that out.
All right, folks. I guess that's it. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, folks, it's my turn to drink some cider. This is Mike from Boston. I'm going to try Doc's Draft Dry Hopped Cider.
Doc's Draft?
Jockstrap?
Doc's Draft.
Doc's
Draft. Doc as in what's up, Doc. This cider is from Warwick Valley Winery and Distillery out of Warwick. It's out of New York. And their website is www.docshardcider.com. The style, of course, is a cider. The ABV on this cider is 6%. It sounds so weird saying cider after everything. The dry hops used in this beer is Centennial and Chinook.
Mike, you're so easily tripped up.
Why? By saying cider?
Are you
Are you distracted?
Yeah, I'm not even looking at hamsters. Yeah,
you must be distracted.
Which, to me, that seems pretty... I mean, those are some big hops to be dry hopping a cider, don't you think?
Yeah.
We got Centennial and Chinook. So I'm going to crack
it. You see the label?
Want to see the label? The Doc's Draft. Little horse and buggy. Yeah. And a big old hop in the back.
Dude, that label is very misleading. I would pick that up thinking it was like some sort of IPA or something with that big old hop on there.
Well, I got a feeling there's going to be some big old hops in this cider.
Interesting.
Hey, buddy.
My dog just came to say hello. Got my Florida beer glass, my Swamp Ape double IPA glass.
Swamp Ape.
This pours, when you pour it, it looks like water. When it's in the glass, it is the lightest alcoholic beverage I have ever poured on this show.
That is like, that's like a light, super light green, like wine.
That's what
and
looks
you
like
know how much darker stuff looks on video.
On video? Yeah.
There's a tinge of yellow, and it is a little bit green, but I think the green is maybe the reflection off my desktop background. Honestly.
It's because he has the rolling hills of Ireland on his desktop.
And it doesn't even go away. Yeah, I have a bamboo desktop. That's what's...
Oh, yeah, that's totally it then.
So... All right. Wow. Head is gone. Carbonation, a lot of it. No head. Crystal clear. Wow.
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 I wasn't, you know, I after looking at this beer, I completely forgot about the hops. And I took a whiff and
it just hit you in the face.
Boom.
Huh?
Hops. But like
Bush
a,
in the face?
Like Granny Smith apple and hops. Like a fresh hop and green apples.
Wow.
Like Bush in the face?
Like Bush in the face.
Like Granny Smith's Bush in the face.
Wow. Yeah, it's got that, I mean, you can smell those hops, the Centennial and the Chinook, and then like a green apple. It smells so fresh. I hope it tastes like, as
hoppy,
fresh as it smells.
Hoppy apple, huh?
That's, hoppy that's apple,
an
yeah.
That's an interesting combination.
I don't think I've had a dry hopped cider before.
No, I think we did at the Beer Bloggers Conference. I think
did we
had one of the I think we had that Woodchuck dry hopped, or did they not have one?
Oh, they might have. I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Dave, you should just do this every week because we don't want to look at you. We just you can just put it on hamster cam every week.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you got, Mike?
I got.
Wow.
It's so weird. I have like
Bush
fresh,
in the mouth?
Fresh hops and apple. Like it's crazy.
Huh. Does it work?
It's like an apple PA.
An apple PA. Yes, folks, it's a new style. Perhaps the beer jargon guy can fill us in with that one.
Apple There's a, like
apple
a very light woodiness to it. I don't know if this actually is aged on anything. Look here. I didn't see anything on the website.
It's aged on Granny Smith.
Complex balance, bittersweet, blah, 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 champagne yeast.
All right. Getting somewhere.
Nope. Doesn't say anything about any aging, but again, a very, very light woodiness. You know, like a fresh cut pine, kind of.
Huh.
You know, when you're sawing, like, you know, new timber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of flavor
walking,
to it.
Or walking through the lumber yard at Home Depot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a deep, rich kind of vanilla oakiness. It's like pine. So crazy to have such a hoppy
pine.
Because there's no malt. You know what I mean? Like it's all hops, that's but not overwhelming awesome. Bitterness because all that cider sweetness is there, just a tinge. But there's no malt backbone. Interesting. Wow. I don't even know where to begin to pair food with this. Because it couldn't hold up to anything spicy. I mean, the hops are there, but nothing that would.
Well, think of something that goes good with apples. That's.
But some woodiness there too. So a pork loin might be nice with this. With maybe you talked about Toby. You're talking about an apple jam. Maybe something with a little apple jam with some cork.
Yeah.
There is almost a mint-like quality to this, even though there's no mint in it. But I could see, like, if you did a pork chop with some mint.
That's what I was getting at. Like, what's that stuff that you put on, that you put mint, that you serve mint with? Lamb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamb chops, yeah.
Lamb and mint, yeah. Lamb chop. Lamb would be good with this too, because there's a delicateness here. Very delicate in the mouthfeel. And it's such a strange combination, having the apple and the hop. But I'm gonna go with a pork loin with maybe some kind of very light kind of apple glaze or something to that effect. Very different. But then again, this is my first dry hopped, I think. At least like this. I may have had something dry hopped before, but it was had more of a, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as pronounced as this.
I'll get a look for that.
Yeah, check it out. And I almost grabbed the, I think I almost grabbed the woodchuck.
Because you got a ton of it. You got like a whole case, don't you?
Well, I almost grabbed the woodchuck dry hopped, and the guy told me, hey, try Doc's Draft, because he thought that was a better choice, so I grabbed it. Check it out if you get a chance. It's Doc's Draft Dry Hopped Hard Apple Cider. The Untappd users rate this 3.78 out of... Oh, I'm sorry. That was Toby's old one. Hold on. The 467 ratings, and they rate it a 3.57. Yeah, check this one out, guys. This is interesting. I don't know how widely distributed this is. I don't know if you can get it in California. It's out of New York, but look for it in a beer store near you.
Or a cider store.
Or a cidery store.
Or maybe even a wine store. They also do wines, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Beer, wine, liquor, cider, you name it.
Anywhere where alcohol store.
Anywhere there's alcohol is, you can find ciders.
Version.
Your craft beer real retailer. That's it, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Megan Nuringer says,
just used a cider donut as a scrunchie.
Tweet of the week, yeah!
All right, everybody, last call!
Last call for Cider Hall.
Yeah. All right. First up for writings, Toby. Yeah.
Me? Oh.
Holy
okay.
No, wait, apples.
Wait, was I first?
Let's go Dave first.
All right. Angry Orchard. Straw Man.
Whoa.
Yeah, Straw Man was good. I mean, it brought it home for me. It's I gotta take another sip of this stuff. You gotta let it remind me of what I was.
Yeah. It's a big cider.
It's still got some carbonation. It's still got.
It's big in it's cider.
Sure is. No, this is a big cider. It reminds me a lot of a champagne or a wine or something, but definitely very food friendly and very well thought out, and it's got a lot of complexity to it. There's just a lot going on with it. I mean, good job, guys. You know, this is really excellent. This is something that I would definitely want to, you know, to serve with, you know, to people and just have them try it. I think they'd really like it a lot. So,
sorry, Dave. Sorry, you got X Hamster Cam up, and I see a dark crystal movie poster. I see a board with a bunch of pumpkins, like I'm in a preschool class. And then I see a little nightstand covered in dildos.
Oh, and there are the boobies.
And then the boobies come out.
Well, there they are.
So it's like she's a preschool teacher that loves the Dark Crystal, and she has her sex toys.
Nice.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Daryl Flynn.
Where was I?
Ciders.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, so ciders. Like I said, this has a lot of complexity. This is definitely something I would serve, you know, like with a dinner or something, you know, and I think it could, replace a wine or replace a beer. You know, it's up there. And
you heard it here first. Crazy Dave said it can replace a wine.
You are fired. No, he said it would replace a beer.
I said both.
That's what I am more offended by.
Yeah. So, and you know, this is a big hitter. I'm coming in at 5.
Wow, 5 pints.
The woodchuck compared to the Angry Orchard really is not a fair comparison. I don't think
comparing apples to apples.
I mean, this to me is probably more standard cider. So this is more of like the cider. It's definitely a lot sweeter. It's still good, you know, and I still like it. I'm gonna rate this a 3.
You sure you don't want to mull it over some more?
No, it's decent. Not fan. It's not the Angry Orchard Straw Man, but it's decent. I'll give it a 3. I drink them all. I drink it again for sure.
Cool. Well, for me, there's something about the Angry Orchard that isn't really sitting right. I mean, I like it because
what?
When I compare the two...
You should try the other hard cider that they have compared to this one.
When I compare the Angry Orchard with my scrumpy hard cider, Angry Orchard is more... I think of it more as a beer drinker's cider because it has that oakiness and it has a certain... The body to it is very reminiscent of something... More on the beer side, I guess. It's still a cider. It's still very apple-y. It's still sweet, but it's not too sweet, and it has this really interesting oakiness in there that I think I think one of the more hardcore beer drinkers, you know, people that are into barrel-aged beers, people that are into...
Might appreciate the Orchard a little more.
Yeah, people that are into... Yes, I'm talking about the Angry Orchard. So people that are more
some
into...
Some of the hardcore...
Ooh, yes.
Core.
You know, people that like, wild ales, farmhouse, you know, any kind of like Belgian barrel-aged whatever, I think they could appreciate this one. So I don't know, I'm not going to go a full 5 on this one, but I think I can really appreciate it, so I'm going to go 4.
There's definitely a lot to appreciate.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a different kind of take on a cider for me. And like I said, if you're a beer drinker that likes barrel-aged whatever, you probably dig it.
And who doesn't like barrel-aged whatever?
Right. For the JK's scrumpy hard cider...
Oh, scrumpy. It sounds like someone's like kid's
Gold
like
Gate.
Stuffed animal or something.
Oh, I take scrumpy.
Right.
That's my scrumpy.
I want to take Scrumpy to bed.
We used to call my cousin's little teddy bear. They used to call him Teddy, but then we turned it around and started calling it Ucky because he used to always suck on its face and they had like this really nasty, disgusting, like it was gross.
For the Scrumpy, I mean it's more apple-y and it's more sweet apple, but the nose is really. It's really strange. It has that weird kind of melted plastic kind of smell to it. It's very strange. I don't understand what's going on here. So I'm going to go 2.5. Because I think once you get past the nose and you drink it, you're like, wow, this is actually, you know, it's like apple juice, you know? It's like, hey, I could drink this apple juice and I could get drunk off of it. You know, that's cool. So, yeah, 2.5. I mean, it's good. It's really sweet and...
Too sweet or?
No, it's not too sweet. I don't think so. Compared to the Straw Man, yes, it's really sweet. But if you're used to drinking, yeah, it's apple juice. Basically, it's apple juice. I'll just leave it at that. Right. 2.5.
I like 8.
All right. For me, for the Angry Orchard Straw Man, I have had this once before. A big cider. I would definitely bring this to Thanksgiving dinner. I think this is a great alternative beverage to bring.
To Martinelli's.
You know, I know some people have a lot of cider, you know, around this time of year, and this is a good one, I think.
It's a great alternative to Martinelli's cider and Buffalo Bill's.
Right, or anytime you get those sparkling.
Putting down Dave D
great
out there.
Alternative huh? to Buffalo Bill anything.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry,
I'm, you
it's,
know,
it's a
I
Thanksgiving
kind of...
flashback.
Hey, Double D, head your way out over to the BevMo and pick yourself up some straw man, all right?
Speaking of Double D's, I think I may be right in the middle between Toby and Dave. I'm going to go with 4.5.
Ooh, you're right in the middle.
That's
fantastic.
One of the better ciders I've had.
And
compared to the regular hard cider, I mean, this just smokes it. If you've ever had the Angry Orchard regular hard cider, it's sweet and it doesn't have the complexity this one has, in my opinion.
Like, it's like they got together and just like said, you know what, we really know what the fuck.
4.5, not 3.5.
We're gonna show it here.
3.5.
4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Sorry, man.
4.5. Yeah.
Come on, Toby. For my tasting flight. Man, what an interesting alcoholic beverage this is. I don't even know if I can even classify these together. I love this. I mean, I could totally drink this. It's really light, but it's like putting... If you have a cider that you like, something like really crisp and light, and then you're like testing out different types of hops, like you throw like a hop pellet in here to kind of get that aroma and some of that bitterness in there. That's what this kind of seems like to me. Like a beer drinker that's kind of into hops would love this because, I mean, the aroma is there with the Centennial and the Chinook, but there's apple in there. It's very light, very kind of effervescent. I mean, you saw how light this beverage is.
Yeah.
Crystal clear, but just a tinge of yellow. I don't even know what to rate this because it's so different from the other one, but I kind of want to give it the same rating. I want to give it a 4.5. It is really interesting. Now, maybe if I had a few other dry hop ciders, I may think, oh, all right, well, this is what dry hop ciders are. But if that's the case, and this is dry hop ciders, then I'm a big fan of dry hopped ciders.
It's kind of like you need to have something to compare.
Yeah, I don't have a base. I don't have a neutral or whatever you want to call it.
A control.
Yeah, I don't have my cider control.
Ah, whoa. Wow.
So, yeah, that's our rating. Any shout outs?
Well, I think we've got to first give a shout out to X Hamster Cams for replacing my face on our video chat tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anytime we can see half naked women instead of Dave's face, we're all for it.
Anytime. Anytime, Dave.
No offense, Dave, of course. Also want to give a shout out to Tiffany at 99 Pours. Also, Tim Towler, Shirts on Tap, Julian Brzezinski, and Craft Beer Zone. And I think we have a few more shout-outs.
Shout-out to Hipster Brufus. He was just shout-out to the guy. I mean, he's liking stuff on Facebook.
Hipster Brufus likes stuff.
Yeah, he likes stuff. Yeah.
And he looks damn good doing it, by the way.
Yeah, he does. That's true.
He it's totally true. Just ask him.
And Robbo on Untapped.
Robbo.
Or RB0BB0 on Untapped.
Nice. All fancy.
You know, I also want to make sure that we give a shout out to GABF. That's going to be starting here in the next, starting by the time you already listen to this. But Beer Goes
will
Toby's...
have started by then.
Yeah, Toby will be there Toby's by the time you listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, he'll be throwing coasters like frisbees at people's heads.
Yeah. So like ninja stars.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for some swag, folks.
Yeah, I'll be there on the Thursday night session. I might bump into OC Greg. I think he's going to be there too.
Nice.
So hopefully I'll run into the Alston brothers and I'll run away.
The show.
I'll put my tail between my legs and I'll run away from them.
Yeah,
that's one of the fun things about the beer coasters, that we have a lot of different kind of personalities, where Toby will probably run away from the Ulster brothers and I'll go chasing him around the whole place. And
yeah, those guys are bigger than you, Toby, so you gotta be careful.
Yeah, I know. They do look pretty intimidating in their beer advocate.
They're not as intimidating in real life. I've seen at least one of them in person.
All right, folks.
All right, folks.
Cheers.
That's it. Cheers.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Good cidery cheers.
I was really happy with these ciders.
Yeah, right? I was pleasantly surprised, for sure.
It's a good departure. Yeah. Cheers.
And that's it, folks. See you next week.
Big insider.
Wow.
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 Scrumpy hard.
That's a cool cork.
That's where I get my ideas.
This ain't getting any better, Toby.
Made with the tears of children from Thailand. Paid instead of money, we use hot dogs. Warwick. 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 Warwick.